Blog Talk Radio. Okay, welcome to Awakenings. That was a little bit of a rocky start. I had some tech work done on my phone, and obviously there's some weird connection. So I want to make sure everyone can hear me, if you'd let me know in the chat room. Hi, all. If you're just tuning in or surfing in, you have tuned in to Awakenings. Awakenings Radio is a place that hosts live dialogues with conscious beings, awake beings of all walks of life, people that are awakening or are awake and taking this awakened state into their everyday living. Awakenings is an interactive program that focuses on grounding the spiritual process of awakening. And that's just it. It is a process. So we're here to bring you insight, inspiration, upliftment, and how to map this terrain of individual and collective transition and change of awakenings. Many of you may be finding that you are feeling more awake and you're wanting to do something different in your life. Many of you may be saying, I don't want to be restricted or constricted from roles or titles or perhaps a freeing up. So I want to make sure everyone can hear you.
Hello?
There we go again with a different sound. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on Awakenings.
Yes, hello, my name is Frank. I'm calling from California.
Oh, are you in the 626?
Yes.
Oh, that's what it is. I thought this is Michelle, the host of Awakenings. I think somehow it's showing that you're not on air, but somehow your phone wire is crossed with ours, because I could hear all this static in the back. So I don't know how that's happening, but it's showing you're not on air. But obviously you're on air, Frank. Welcome.
That's great. That must be a good sign. Thank you.
Yes, you're right. Well, we're just starting. Now, let me ask you, when you were online, did you hear music or anything and then the phone disconnecting?
Yes, it was music. It was a normal rhythm music that they have.
Okay. Well, we may have you on for the duration because on my switchboard it shows that you're not on air.
Okay.
It shows I hung up. So somehow our phones are the lines are crossed. I don't know how else to say it. But you can hear me, and I just want to know in the chat room, can everyone hear? Does everyone have sound? Let's see, because Frank, you can probably hear because it's different for people that are listening online, which we do have a lot of listeners. So if people can let me know in the chat room if there is sound, which I'm kind of thinking there's not because I'm not getting any response. Okay, well, let's see. Great, so that is very strange. You're on the, let me just see Frank here. I don't know how the lines are crossed. Anyway, so I'm resetting the chat room just to see if everybody, oh good, some people sound is good. Yes, yay, clear sound, okay. So now that that's here, let me welcome everyone that's listening from Cosmic Dimensions Radio and all that are going to be listening via the archive as well as iTunes. I want to welcome everyone to our program today. Many of you may know we'll be having Sylvana Fillmore on and chat with her a bit. Some readings, listen to some of her music, which is amazing. She's actually an amazing singer-songwriter. And I also want to hear from all of you how you're doing on your path of awakening, any insights, how your life is going right now. Because we are in, I don't know if you know, we are in a lunar eclipse right now. And we have a solar eclipse coming up, I believe, on the 21st, and then another lunar eclipse. So it's a very powerful time right now. Plus, we're in a, what's called a gateway portal of light, which is every May, June, and November, December. So what you find is an acceleration of the changes that you're going through and an intensification of energy. Many people complaining of a lot of fuzziness, uncertainty, not sure which direction to go, or they thought they were going to go in a certain direction, and now they're feeling, no, that's not right. Many illnesses, as you've seen, many people crossing over right now. So a lot of physical and material changes, changes on the physical material plane within the body, getting the body aligned and updated. You want to look at your body as software, in a sense, that in your mind. So a lot of reprogramming being called. Are you reprogramming? Are you stuck in old habit patterns that are no longer serving you? Is there something new coming in and maybe you need to shift your ideas or your beliefs? Some people, it's physical changes, perhaps eating differently or a different routine. It doesn't have to be that what you were doing before is necessarily bad. It just means that something new is required of you. So you want to be waiting for those and feeling out those nudges. I call them little spiritual nudges. It's with the subtle energy. So even if you're confused, what I want to say to everyone is if there's confusion or uncertainty right now in your life, that means more facts are needed. Try not to push decisions right now. One thing that you can do with practice, if you can still your mind a little bit, is think of both of the options that you have or whatever, three options, four options, and close your eyes and visualize those options. And see, does any one option or few options call you? Meaning, if you close your eyes and you think of some things that you're supposed to do, but you have to clear your mind a bit, get a bit centered. See which one your body moves to. Because it's a time to trust your instinctual wisdom more, your kinesthetic wisdom, which means coming from the body beyond the critical mind, beyond the rational thinking or conscious thinking. So that's one of the things, there's an up-leveling of intuition right now where everyone is being required to move more into their intuitive realm and use that more and reinforce that realm. So any programs, anything that you can do that strengthens your own intuition, reinforces your intuition, and begins to allow you to bridge to be using more of your intuitive abilities and psychic ability. So this is the time to begin to tap more into that and reinforce it and learn how to read your intuitive insights, your intuitive guidance, and your psychic guidance, which means coming from the psyche. So this is the beginning of an acceleration time of moving into more intuitive psychic reasoning and knowing and moving into the realm of being more transparent so that you're getting more telepathic messages and understanding. So it's a real opening right now. But a lot of time, Dougie's saying in the chat, I'm waiting to fly. Yeah, the thing is a lot of times what's happening is that a lot needs to be cleared to get into that space to receive the correct messages. What's happening right now, we're all being, in a sense, protected by our higher selves and also by the oversouls, the planetary hierarchy, that they don't want the light workers right now making any mistakes or boo-boos, you know. And then one way, in the land of spirit or soul, there are no mistakes, but there are things that can be pull you off path or track. So in a way, you'll be stopped. That's what the confusion is right now. It's stopping you from making a decision or going in a direction that would derail you, distract you, or pull you off course. So really, when you have that indecision or confusion, more facts are needed. It's saying not now. It's not saying never, but it's saying whatever you're wanting to know about isn't being revealed yet. It perhaps hasn't been created, or if it's about a person or a job situation, those people that are part of the unfolding aren't yet ready. So you might be waiting for somebody else, actually. So it's not always about us, you know. It's like if you're going to meet somebody for lunch and they're late or not there, it's not your fault. So you have to wait. So there's a great waiting right now in the crossroads, where you're waiting for that inner message, that inner directed, the inner direction to tell you which way to go. So what I want to say is find friends as you're waiting at the crossroads of the decisions in your life right now. Tammy is saying in the chat, I don't feel on purpose at the moment. Time to be still, wait. Yes, and Tammy, that's a great point, because part of the thing is the way we are living out our purpose is changing. What I also would suggest to everybody is start thinking of what do you really want to do? And focus on that, because your soul's purpose can come through what it is that you want to do. Like many light workers right now have a chance to work in a different way. Maybe some want to be more artistic, or maybe some want to pull out and say, well, I want to really do my art, or I want to write, or, you know, I want to do something else in my life. I want to free up. That can happen, because once you're aligned to the soul and you're connected to the soul's purpose, it's a consciousness, it's an awareness, so you can do just about any activity as long as you have that consciousness or that awareness. So it's not necessarily that you're not connected to your soul's purpose. What's happening is the expression of your soul's purpose is changing, and this is happening with many, many individuals right now. So I would right now, it's a good time to do the great review time, especially in between this lunar and solar eclipse, right in the center of this time, is to do the great review right now of your life, your living situation, your relationships. What are you doing with other people? What do you know? Right livelihood. Look at right livelihood. How are you living? Where you're living? What is your environment? Your job or your work purpose, your career, your vocation, and right relationship, and especially in those areas, do a great review right now and see, does it really still fit me? Am I still having joy, or have I already completed this? Am I already done? Do I already know this that I've been doing? Is it kind of second hat, second nature? Where do I want a little more spice or tingle in my life? So this is the time to do that review, to connect into the new direction that is coming through you from your higher self or higher directive. Many of you are going to find out it's maybe completely different than from what you're doing now, and it's going to require that trust, faith, inner knowing, staying connected to your higher self through these changes so that you are able to go in the new direction and be open to have those magic helpers, those helpers along the way, people that you meet in your life at the right time that help you go into the new direction. So it is really an important time right now, and a time, again, I want to say that great review. Now, those of you that would like to ask questions, I'm going to be calling Silvana in a little bit here. I'm going to put the call-in number in the chat room, and it's 347-539-5122. So if you have questions or comments or feedback, do call in. Or if you are in the chat, and you, which is also known as the Sacred Space of Empowerment and Room, and you have questions, please just type in caps, and I will be able to see that you have a question or a comment. Awakenings is what it is because it's a place of participation. Yeah, you can listen, just hang back and listen, but you can also participate by letting us know how you're doing or your own insights in your life. Okay, so let's see. I called Silvana earlier. Let's see if she's back.
Thank you for calling Hunter West Covina. How can I help you?
Yeah, room 331.
Sure, one moment.
Somebody is in the queue. Sabrina, I see you. You're in the 312 area code. Welcome. I think that's Chicago, right? Or some form of Illinois. Welcome.
Hello?
Hello.
Just give me a second. I think that she's getting into the room.
Okay, great.
Okay, let me put it on. Just don't hang up.
Okay.
Let me put it on hold for a moment, okay?
Okay, go ahead. I'm here. I'm going to pray a little... little song while we wait for Silvana. Silvana?
Yes.
One love, baby.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. How are you doing, Silvana?
I'm good. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I listen, we had a funny connection with one of the, believe it, people waiting online. The signal got crossed. So always good to play a little reggae when that happens to lighten things up.
You know what? Why not? Exactly. Okay.
So, Silvana, it's wonderful to connect with you. It's been a while.
Ages. Are we on the air now?
Yes.
Are we on the air?
Yes, we are.
Oh, that's fantastic. And here I am telling you, it's been crazy.
It has been crazy. Well, I talked a little bit at the top of the program about the times that are, you know, we're in a lunar eclipse and we're going to be sandwiched between a lunar and a solar and another lunar eclipse.
Oh, I've never noticed.
Yeah, I just started on the 7th.
You're joking, right? I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, right.
It's madness.
Yeah, and then this gateway portal of light that happens every May, June, we're feeling the effects of that. It happens every May, June, and November, December. So there is it's a lot of intense energy right now, a lot of...
I didn't notice.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm the worst liar ever. Oh, my God, it's good to hear your voice.
You
too. I'm right here, like a mad person, but I'm so glad that everyone's, like, tuned in and just happy to hear from you, honestly. Thank you.
Yeah. Great to hear from you. Well, those of you that I know, many of you already know who Silvana is, but I would just like to share. Silvana Fillmore is an internationally renowned psychic. She's actually made an amazing appearance on America's Psychic Challenge on Lifetime Television. There, her amazing gifts of insight and ability were shown to be extremely accurate time and time again. She is also a singer-songwriter. Silvana uses her gifts of mediumship and clairvoyant empathetic vision. She uses these gifts to tune in and read people's energies. She's the type that can walk into a room and really just begin to get the impressions and describe the events of what has gone on in that room with the people that are there or that have crossed over. So welcome, Silvana, with that.
Thank you so much. I was kind of chuckling when you said that because when you said I can walk into a room, I rushed into this room in the hotel, and I'm thinking, the energy, chaos, panic, time, Michelle, I'm going to let her down. So I thought that was so funny when you said that just now because the vibe here, it's good, actually, now that I look around. I've had a minute to, like, put my head up and go, oh, hey, I'm in a hotel room. But I rushed in here, so it was funny when you said that.
Yeah, you could feel it. You could, and also, you have a new website, I noticed, and I put it in the chat, but those that are listening by phone or will be listening later by via the archive or iTunes, it's PsychicSilvanaFillmore, right, .com?
That's right. And if it's hard for anybody to spell, just think of Fillmore, the city. Also, think of the Fillmore Theater, and also... Just Google me.
Yeah, Google. But it's hard to hear, Silvana. We're getting in the chat. So if you could speak up a little bit or, I don't know,
little
headset.
Actually, there's a button here called handset volume. Let's see what that does.
Okay.
Is that what?
Let's see.
Handset volume. There. Is
yeah.
Better?
A little bit. You might have to just be...
really close to the phone?
Yeah, really close to the phone and just be aware of the sound. And then also those listening in the chat, if you can let me know if the sound goes down a little bit because I've got it as high as I can on my end. Great. So the PsychicSilvanaFillmore.com, Kathy's put it in the chat. Thank you. And those of you that are listening later, it's Silvana's S-I-L-V-A-N-A, Fillmore, F-I-L-L-M-O-R-E.com.
Thank you. It's really an honor to be back and speaking with you, Michelle, because I don't look up to a huge amount of people, and the ones that I do are very special ones, and you are one of them.
Mm.
People who make contributions to society financially as well as spiritually, because I do admire Bill Gates, for example, for his financial contributions, but
mm-hmm.
then again, there are people that do both, and that's even more impressive to me, because mm-hmm. what you've been doing, for example, this message that you've been trying to spread for quite a long time of let's get in touch with ourselves first and work from within outwards, it's quite rare. Many people don't realize that that's the secret, the secret to happiness, to tapping into your psychic abilities, mm-hmm. and to live a fulfilling life. So when you're unhappy, you don't look around you, you look within you. And I believe you're the one person that taught me that at a time that as many know, I was going through the grief process after my husband passed away.
Yeah.
And I thought up to you so much because you do it in a very humble manner, and it's like the people around you tell others about you, but you don't toot your own horn. That, I need to learn that humility from you.
Oh, thanks. Well, I do a little too, but it's a small little horn.
It's nothing compared to me, that's for sure.
Oh.
Your personality.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I take that in. I appreciate your appreciation. Now, Silvana, because we talked a little bit, I don't know, a month or so ago, we got back in touch, which was great. What if now you went back in the studio as well, right?
Yes, I did. I was very blessed with teaming up with some very, very incredible musicians. People like Michael Cimbello, who wrote Maniac, many people know, and he wrote the whole, basically, soundtrack for Flashdance. And he introduced me to Daniel Jobim. And Daniel Jobim is the grandson of Antonio Carlos Jobim, which is like Brazilian royalty. And he invented the bossa nova and wrote The Girl from Ipanema, Howling Sensitive, Desfit Bernardo, lots of very, very well-known bossa nova songs. And
yeah, I know of him. I love his music.
Yeah, amazing, amazing person. And it's funny because the first time I spoke to Daniel, I got to tell this story, I didn't know that he, you know, I just didn't think. You know, I do that a lot. I get paid not to think before I speak. I help as a medium. And he said to me, how are you doing? Nice to meet you. And I speak some Portuguese. And he says, do you have a message for me for my grandfather who passed away? And without thinking, I said, yeah. He says, get off your butt and start doing music. I didn't realize who I was speaking to at the time. So that was so funny because he actually respected me for treating him like an everyday person rather than this celebrity. So teamed up with him. He's best friends with Julian Lennon. Like last week, they were looking at my photos with my brown hair now, and I said, "Geez, I'm not gonna get excited over it. It's no big deal. They're just human beings." But it's still very overwhelming when you think about it that such great talent is working with me, and the result was this great CD. And I decided to call it Michelle. Beautiful Disaster.
Yes.
A very unique name. But I figured it's the perfect name to explain and describe everything that I go through on a daily basis, everything I went through, and the way that the public perceives me. Or I come across, you know, like very different to how I am deep inside. And the CD is like my way of basically saying, if you want to get to know me better, listen to the songs and read between the lines.
Mm.
So I'm very proud of the songs. They're very different and unique in style. They feature some incredible people, co-produced by Aldo Borcava, Joe Calderon on guitar, very, very good, talented musicians who I was so blessed to work with. And it starts with a song that Michael Cimbello wrote for me called Silvana, and it's a personal dedication. So it's a very special CD, very, very special, and I'm very proud of it. It's my third CD.
Now, Silvana, how do you balance the psychic mediumship work that you do with your passion and focus for singing?
That's why I was chuckling there. Sorry, I was laughing because it's a very tough thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest challenge is basically balancing the two. I just don't sleep. and at first I was going to name the CD appropriately. I'll sleep when I'm dead. I basically get, you know, I got to tell you this, in fact, because I hope a lot of my callers are listening and clients, because they inspire me so much when I'm writing. For example, I was in the studio and we were working on song number 5, which is called Listen. And the way that, like, I had a conversation or a reading with a client earlier, and the impression she left on me, I channeled it into the music, and I hear myself saying things that she must be feeling in her situation. And so it you kind of mix the two together.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even realize that you're channeling the information of the client sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But before everybody wants to sue me, it's not like you can recognize that it's that client. It's just that, let's say, she was dealing with betrayal and yet she wants him to come back to her. I find myself just improvising and saying, come back to me. It's been too long and I need you here. And then I start the song. So it's a challenge, but it's my life's purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the things, too, is people need to remember that there are many parts of us. So you can be, you know, a dancer, a singer, a singer-songwriter, a writer. You can be a mother, a daughter. But they're just, these are all just forms of self-expression, right? So it's okay for you to, you know, good for you to do both are okay. I think a lot of times people are more comfortable with somebody that is only expressing in one way. And it sounds like you're finding the right balance for it.
Thank you. I'd like to think that I am, because somebody said to me a little while ago that, Silvana, when you give a psychic greeting, you hug the person and you give them the tools to walk away and make their life better. But when you write a song and they hear it and they have it with them, it's like you're holding their hand throughout the journey. And I thought that was really beautiful, the way she expressed it. And I didn't realize that it could be that meaningful. You know, you never do realize. It's like the greatest people like Elvis. Nobody ever realizes just how gifted they are. It's the people on the receiving end that really value you. I think that that's a beautiful thing. It meant a lot to me when she said that. So I really do want to help people. As you know, that's my purpose. And if the music works better than the readings, then I'll do that. Whatever works, as long as I'm improving someone else's life.
Important to me. Okay, well, we have callers on the line. We will get to you, callers. We're just going to be talking just a little bit more here with your questions or comments or feedback. Silvana, I'd love to play one of your songs right now. How would you?
I would love that. Thank you.
One that you did.
I Met a Guy?
Yes. Is that, that's the one that you did with Joe, right?
That's the one that I did with Joe Beam.
Mm-hmm.
It got Joe Calderon guitars, Aruba cover, and Joe Calderon and I produced it. And you've got Michael Sandalo on bass. And I wrote this song itself, the lyrics and melody, in 2 minutes, would you believe? I was inspired. And then we turned it into this production, and we all just put a little bit of ourselves in it. And I hope everybody loves it. I hope they enjoy it.
Okay. That's some heavy hitters there. How did you get in touch with them? I mean, that was great.
Very good question. I love you for asking that, Michelle. See, that's why you are my favorite person to ever interview with, because you get right to the point. The universe, it's definitely the universe. There's no other way to explain it.
Yeah, so people, trust your path.
Trust your path, and like I took a plane to Florida to meet Michael that time that his mom came to me. She had passed away, and she kept telling me and nagging me, I should say, as he knows, to get on a plane and help him because he was in trouble in his personal life. And then one thing just led to another. He introduced me to Joe Beam. But it's not ignoring the signs. It's like I tell people, everything is a sign. It's a sign.
Yeah, follow the signs.
Yeah, so that's exactly how I feel. I met them. They were put in my path for a reason.
Great. Well, with that, we're going to play I Met a Guy.
I met a guy who makes me wanna live again. I met a guy who makes me wanna breathe again. When I was 13, 14,
Wow, I Met a Guy. Beautiful song. That is a beautiful song by Sylvana Fillmore. Sylvana, what was the inspiration?
You know, thank you so much for asking.
I'm going to have you speak up just a little. You speak slow, softly anyway, and the phone line isn't great, so you're going to have to bump up the volume. Okay. So what was the inspiration for that?
It was when I met Michael Cimbello, I was not doing my music. I was focusing on just doing psychic work and working with authorities on missing kids and stuff like that. And I let the music side go because I wasn't able to balance them both. And as soon as I met Michael, it was like meeting my other half from, a past life. And he inspired me so greatly to write music and vocal gymnastics, which is what he teaches. He really specializes in it. And we were having a conversation, and I remember him saying, it's a funny story, he said, can I call you back? Because I got to use the you-know-what. And I said, sure, I'll call you back in 2 minutes. And I went and I wrote the song. And he inspired me because he made me realize that music is part of my life as much as this gift of psychic wisdom is, and I cannot avoid it. I cannot let it go. But based on everything that I've learned as a result of the experience and since then, I'd say I would dedicate that song to two entities, I should say, to God, number one, and two, to my manager, because his name is Russell. That's probably all he wants me to say, because he likes to be the man behind the curtain, as he calls himself, because that's the person that taught me that you don't quit until you just don't quit. You keep going until you achieve everything, no matter how stressed you are. Even if you're running into a hotel room at 12:20 thinking Michelle's going to kill me, you don't quit.
Never.
He was on the phone trying to calm me down. I'm like, but Michelle,
listen, I always say, even some of my classes that I teach, I say, I'm not real picky. Because we never know what it takes for people to show up. Whether a class, a radio program, their life. You just don't know. So sometimes it takes more to show up than other times. So,
you know what? I like that. I think I can use that in a song. That's a very good point. Sometimes it takes more to show up than other times, and that really could be used as a double entendre.
That's right. That's right. And also, I find it's good for the person that's overly picky or critical. You know, I mean, you don't want to be total flaky, but, you know, everything has a flow. Everything has a flow.
It's funny because you're right. You're absolutely right. And the timing is so perfect that this higher power controls whether something happens or not.
That's
like you can be absolutely sure that you'll be on that flight at 7 o'clock this evening, you know, 4 hours to go, and something will take a turn that, like, you could not have prevented. Would I intuitively sense it? Yeah, I would sense it. I'd be uncomfortable all day going, something's not right. I'm not going to get on that plane. I know it. But you can't quite put your finger on it sometimes. So it happens, and it's inevitable. And that's why, even in readings, I tell people, free will has a lot to do with it, and a higher power that decides ultimately what is going to take place.
Mm. And I like what you said earlier about listening to the signs or feeling the signs or seeing the signs and trusting, you know, because that leads us to that next step or that next level. Vanya, we have some people that have questions or feedback. Are you open? We've got quite a few people that'd like to say hi. So I am going to preface, so to, you know, let's keep brief, because if you do want an in-depth reading with Silvana, you can contact her at psychicsilvanafillmore.com.
Exactly.
And she could, focus more in for you. So this will be a little bit of a connecting and, you know, a little something, but just be mindful there are other people waiting. And then if you really want 100% attention towards you, in a sacred way, you can contact Silvana again at psychicsilvanafillmore.com. Okay, so let's see.
Thank you.
Mm.
This is exciting. I can't wait.
Let's see who's here. Hi, 626-991. You're on Awakenings.
Yes, hello. Hi, Silvana.
Hi.
Well, my name is Frank.
Hi, Frank. This is Michelle.
Yes,
you were on earlier.
Yes,
and now you're on with Silvana. Yes.
Hello,
can you
Silvana.
Speak up a little, Frank? Really nice.
Yes, Silvana, my name is Frank. I'm calling from California. And my question is, I have a court date on the 23rd of July against a sibling. And I'd like to know how they're feeling or thinking and the outcome.
Sure. The way they're feeling right now is extremely guilty, extremely afraid, because they're in the wrong. The outcome will be in your favor. I believe it will drag on to about 2 more hearings, at least 1 more appearance in court, and then 1 more just to tie up the paperwork, loose ends. But they know they should have done what they did. They feel guilty. They should have solved it without the court system, the legal system. But I'm really happy to tell you that it will end well in your favor.
Mm, that's great.
Great.
That's great.
Great, Frank. So you can have a little sigh of relief, put your feet up, get some chamomile tea, and relax and listen to the rest of the program.
That sounds delicious. And thank you very much. Many blessings. Yes, it does.
Many blessings. You're welcome.
Good.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. Blessings to you, Frank. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Michelle.
Hi.
I hope that I'm not sounding distorted here with the phone.
A little bit, but we'll just work with it. This is a very weird time with the phone because we had lovely Frank who was on before. He had called before I had actually gone live, and the phone wire actually crossed, and I don't know if he was driving or had static, but his phone line stayed connected to the Blog Talk Radio phone. So who knows? It's all perfect, whole, divine.
It's not the eclipse or anything, is it? No.
No, I don't think it's the eclipse. It's more of a Mercury thing, but I don't know what the individual aspect is for the day. Any astrologers know in the chat or call in, let us know. Let's see. We've got Let's see. Hello, 601-758. You're on Awakenings.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Cortelius.
Cortelius. Where did you call from, Cortelius? Where are you at?
I'm calling from Mississippi.
Mississippi. Well, welcome to the program, and you're on with Michelle and Silvana.
Hi, Cornelius, I believe it is.
Hey, it's Cortelius.
Yes. Sure, I'd love to help you. Tell me, what can I do for you?
Are there any spirits that... Hello? Oh, I thought the phone line went out. Are there any spirits that you see that wants to connect with me?
That want to, I'm sorry, live with you?
Connect with him. He's. I got it. Are you hearing any spirit? Both of you have not great phone lines, and of course, please, those that are hearing me in the archive later, it's not that I'm trying to take over the conversation and have my volume higher than everyone else's. I'm just on a better, my phone is through a microphone, so it's a better system. But so what Cortelius is saying, Silvana, are there any spirits around him that...
From the other side.
Yes.
I pick up a feminine figure. Now, could this be your mom or your grandma? Because it's somebody that helped raise you, they say.
Someone that had raised me? My mother, she's alive. And also my grandmother, she's alive.
Okay, so it wouldn't be her. But I'm feeling that it's a female. I'm not sure if you lost somebody that...
Yes.
Okay, I know what it is. Have you ever lost a little girl?
Well, she was 15.
Yeah.
15?
Yes.
That's who it is.
Oh,
because she died in March in a car wreck.
I'm sorry?
She died in the month of March.
Oh, she died in March. Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. And did she have a K in her name? Julius, there was a K, like.
Well, her nickname was Mook.
Mook. Okay.
Yes.
You know, it's so bubbly and alive, and I'm so glad you called, Julius, because Michelle, I don't know if you're feeling it, but there's this peace that's coming. And she's hugging me, and she's going, "I like you. You're so nice."
Yeah.
Is she like that? Was she really affectionate?
Yes.
Yeah, and Cordelia, she's so happy. She doesn't want to see you cry. She says, "I'm really doing great." And beautiful, beautiful girl. Was it March of this year or last year?
It was this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so fresh.
So she's newly crossed over.
Yeah. And how are you handling it? Because obviously she connected us. Something made you be here right now and get through to talk to me, which is obviously Mook. She obviously made it happen. So I understand that obviously you're having trouble with letting go of the physical side of her. Is that right?
Yes.
I tell you what, Victoria, she said to me, if he would just stop eating all that junk food, he would sleep better. This is what Mook says. Now, remember, I'm the messenger. Sometimes it's the funniest messages ever. She says, if only he stops eating all that junk food, he'll sleep better. And if he only knows and he's got proof that I'm okay, he'll be happy. Because she loved flowers.
I was getting that too. Get the flowers. She wants you to get some flowers.
This is so much fun, by the way. I have never had a reason with another psychic at the same time.
I love it. I can't help it. I keep seeing the flowers.
I'm glad, Michelle, because it's like
confirmation.
Energy. Yeah, confirmation, and it's bouncing off of each other.
Yeah.
I feel twice as strong. Now I'm going to become codependent. You watch. But
I don't think so, Solana. I don't think you will.
I was saying that it's cool that because I asked another psychic and she said the same thing about the junk food.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cortelius, thank you for calling in. Thank you.
I'd love to speak with you more. I'm kind of attached to Moog now. Moog says bye, but it's not bye-bye. It says see you later.
Well, okay, see you later.
See you. God bless you. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a great message.
That was strong. And I said, when you said mom's alive, grandma's alive, I said, I ain't quitting.
Yeah.
Never second guessing myself again. I learned with the dog challenge on TV.
Don't you hate when that happens? And you know. And please forgive me if I'm a little, we just have so many people online. So if I'm moving through a little quickly, don't usually like to do that, but you can always call back, and also you can contact Silvana at psychicsilvanafillmore.com.
And we'll be able to have the same more.
Yeah, I feel so. I think you really connected well with her and him. So that was okay. Hello, 212-579, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hi, I'm sorry. I just had to take you off the machine. Hi there.
What's your name?
Annalisa.
Hi, Annalisa. It's Silvana.
Hi.
Hi, Annalisa.
I talked to you once before. I have a number of health issues going on that I'm having difficulty concentrating, getting my work done. So I was looking for some financial support in unlikely places. I had a backer at one point, and he fell in love with me, and I didn't feel that way, so that ended. So I was looking for, I do want to be financially supported while I get my projects ready, and I'm wondering if that's going to happen for me.
It's definitely going to happen. Have you looked into a government grant?
I haven't.
Because it is your own business, isn't it?
Yes. But I don't feel ready to take anything to market, and I do have these health things that I need to attend to, so I need some money to come in pretty quickly.
Okay, sure. I understand. I'm an investor, basically, correct?
Yes.
I do feel that you will come upon some money middle of September or October, but I can telepathically hear Michelle so loud and clear what she's thinking. And I agree, Michelle, that she needs to take care of the health issues first. And so, Annalisa, it won't come to you until you deal with that. But at the same time, it's a catch-22. You are suffering physically because you're pushing yourself so hard to get this done. But I promise you, if my word is worth anything to you, is that the timing is perfect, that the money will come. That's why I thought it was a government grant, but the money will come. It could come through a relative. And you don't even need a large amount. $3,000 to $5,000 will get you going. And it is coming to you, and your health will improve. But you know what my spirit guides are telling me, Annalise? They said, love you. Love you first and love you really hard. Every day. Those affirmations that make you feel so stupid sometimes. I stand there and I go, yeah, I love you, Silvana, whatever. But they really do work because you're showing the universe that you feel you're worthy of that money.
Mm.
The money will come to you.
Mm. Okay. Is there any chance it's going to come in soon? I am behind in my obligations. My little landlord's getting a little upset.
Oh, that's okay. July 29th. What month are we in? I never know. July. July 29th is a good date for you. I don't know why, but it seems like there's at least $500 that is coming out of nowhere for you. There's some money coming from a friend as well.
Okay. I was looking at doing extra work. I know that with my concentration issues at this point, I've taken jobs before, and if I don't concentrate, I'll just get fired, and I'm not having the energy to really get through a day.
Yeah.
And then you said, I feel your pain. I'm so sorry. But you know what? There are so many great jobs. For example, there's one waiting for you August 2nd where it doesn't require for you to sit still and just focus on one thing. Not an office job, but rather even pet sitting. I mean, seriously, you would be so good at that because you're
loving. That actually sounds like fun. Maybe I will try to throw that in with the background work.
There you go.
It's really good extra money. It really is.
Okay. Okay.
All right. You hang in there and don't be afraid to ask for help, okay?
Well, that's what I was looking at, but you don't see any coming through, like, a man to a personal relationship in the next couple of weeks.
I do see your ex coming back. Now, is it Max or Mark? There's a man that's coming in. It could be a former boss, but it's somebody from the past coming in and helping you.
Okay, there was an Alan.
Alan, okay. He's very kind-hearted. He works a lot of hours, but he's very kind-hearted. Does that sound like Alan?
Yes.
Hang in there. You know what? Because we've got to go. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
We're getting
okay.
A little tight with the time, but
yeah, and then people call me, definitely.
Call. You have her number.
Okay.
Yeah, call her or go to the website, Sylvanafillmore.com.
And I'll be not to interrupt, Michelle, but I'll be waiting for you. And it's like, I really will be looking forward to your email so I can help you further. More than anything, I want you to know you're not alone.
Yeah.
You are so not alone.
Okay, thank
and
you.
Reach
very
out
much.
To get some help, to get some support. I really feel you need support around you.
Right. Michelle, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Blessing.
Thank you.
Bye.
Michelle, I love this.
We'll do that more, okay? We'll do it more next time.
I could read your mind.
I know you could.
It was amazing.
Oh, very open, very close. So.
Okay, it's good. This phone, let me just throw it up and down a few times. I'm just trying to fix the phone line. Can I just say something for a minute, Michelle,
yes.
General? That's really important.
Yes.
I want everybody, anybody listening, if you're not relating to this, but you know someone who can relate to what I'm about to say, please pass this on to them. So often people think they're alone, and I've been there myself more than once. I want them to know that they're not alone. Okay, some people say, but you're a psychic. You know, psychics cost money. I'm more than a psychic. I'm a person that's for the people and the underdog. I just want people to know that there's always someone they can reach out to. Even if you email me, I can at least point you in the right direction and or work with your budget. But never, ever get to that point of despair where you want to give up. If you find yourself at that point, either call 911, obviously, or reach out to somebody, because somebody is always there. Somebody cares, and people forget that, but even strangers care, honestly.
Well put, Sylvana. Well put.
It's important they know.
So 561-451, you're on Awakenings.
Hello, hi, this is Lena from Florida.
Hi, Lena. You're on the air with Sylvana.
Hi, Sylvana. I just wanted to ask you about work for me.
Great. Okay, it's about time that you go to the next step. You've been stuck in the same position like for a while. And
yeah.
You're telling them, gosh, one more day of this and I'm going to just drop from boredom. You are going to put your foot down. This coming Monday, this changes. I'm serious, Lena. I feel it so strongly with you. This Monday, they're going to tell you, we got news for you. We're working on relocating you to a different position where you'll be more stimulating. There'll be new people around you, and you will be a lot happier. You are so bored at your current position.
I don't have any job. I have been out of work since last April.
Okay, you know what? That's a blessing. People think it's horrible. It is because of money issues. But the last job you left, you hated or you weren't happy. It's time to do what you really love. No wonder they just said to me, she's got to do the creative side she's good at.
I'm in college right now.
So it's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, I just changed my major to nursing.
Great. And what was it before? Was it like...
Social work.
Exactly. I do see you working like with psychiatry, but I also see you being very creative. I don't know if you paint or if you do embroidery or anything where you're creating things, because I see you using your hands. And the image is like even pottery, like in the movie Ghost, where Demi Moore is holding that clay vase, like she's making something. You do that in your spare time, sell that on eBay, that's great money.
Yeah.
But honestly, Lena, I don't see you struggling financially for much longer.
No, I'm at my wit's end. I've gone through every church in my town already. They're already turning me down.
One of the things, this brings up a really good point, Silvana, when we talked about the beginning of the program before I called. Right now is a time to do more than one thing. I know on a societal level we've been taught to kind of, you have only one thing. I mean, like Silvana, you're doing the psychic work and your music, you're composing and, singing.
I'll clean houses, I'll babysit, I've sent out flyers to everybody in my church. I'm using all the resources I can find. And
I know, Lena, but also what she's saying, I'm not saying you're not doing everything, that you can or everything that's right. You're sparking something here that's, I think, so important to the opening this up, that right now it's requiring more modes of self-expression. And what I find helpful is people can tap into just, even like selling, like eBay or I know sometimes it's difficult when we're thinking about the money or getting the job in, but sometimes focusing on our creative expression and doing something creatively, that gets the energy moving so that we can draw in energy from another source, and that energy can come in dollars. There's going to be something coming up in August that's going to actually help link people and empower them to do other types of work. So keep in touch with me, Lena, and other people that are listening that are would be interested in this, the sharing of resources.
Yes, absolutely. And Lena, Michelle is 100% right. She said it better than I could ever put it, because you are so multi-talented and multi-skilled that cleaning houses and doing all these other things that you can do, you're so blessed. Some people don't have those skills, or unfortunately, they lost limbs, as a result of serving in the war. And you really do have a lot of gifts that you can tap into that you haven't yet realized. And that's what I'm seeing happening, that you are going to call Michelle and I in August, September, and say, guess what? You were right. I'm doing this, and I'm working on a book, and I'm doing this, and I'm selling this, and I've got money, and look. And I feel like you're going to send us a photo, and I can hardly wait to hear about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Hang in there, Lena. And also what I would suggest, because I think you have a Blog Talk Radio site, right? Put some of those things down, in the blog. Send it to all of us of what you, even online, could help doing. Because maybe even paperwork or assisting, there's things that you could do. But I'm glad you're coming, sharing this, because I know someone is going to be able to assist you.
Yeah, what city? What city are you? Oh, Florida. Perfect.
I'm in Boca Raton.
Okay.
Boca Raton, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I actually know somebody very, very, how should we say it, being politically correct, powerful, very well known, that can definitely help you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye. Please, thank you. Yeah, I've got a great contact for her, Michelle.
Oh, good. Okay, there we go. See, it helps to ask,
I'm serious. So far, every call, I can see exactly why the universe chose them.
Yeah. Hello, 440-342. You're on Awakening.
Hi, excuse me. My name is Tony. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. And I've got a career question. What do you see happening for me? I'm currently unemployed. Should I be switching careers, which I'm thinking about?
Absolutely. One thing you must understand, Tony, and it's a pleasure to read for you today, that when you have a thought that doesn't leave you alone and it's nagging and nagging like a bee, it's because that's a higher power trying to tell you that's what you're meant to do. You really want to do the other career, right, compared to what you were doing? You'd be happy to
stay
behind.
Actually, I really liked what I was doing. I wanted to learn more, but the company that I went with was kind of bad for me. I'm trying to get into a company that's top-notch in the industry. It's really close to my house, but the economy's kind of put a damper on things, but I was thinking of switching over.
Is it something to do with IT? Because you use your mind a lot in this job.
Well, yeah, I'm a Swiss machinist. I'm a machinist, which I do programming with. But my wife, she's a web developer, IT, and that's what I was going to start studying to go into that. Because I'm an electrical engineer, but I've chosen to work with my hands more.
No, you know what? You are good at that, but your wife, I feel, is there for a reason with her IT. Because for me to pick on it from a zillion different jobs, I know that's my spirit guide saying go with IT. It's like, I know we had a huge crash with the IT industry about maybe 10 years ago. It's different now. Now that the economy is suffering, the IT is picking up because people are relying on the internet more and more. And I actually see, Tony, you working for an IT company, the one you want. You will hear back from them end of July if you contact them. And what you do is you persist. You just do not ignore, you just do not let it go. When you send something in, people forget you. But if you call them and say, look, I will work for nothing for the first week just to show you what an asset I am to your company.
I've got to tell you, the place that I wanted to work for is a machinist shop. That's the place that I wanted. I haven't really started on the IT stuff yet, but I know I'll be decent at it. So are you seeing me?
I'm seeing more that direction, too.
No, I see the IT.
The IT?
Yeah.
Me, personally, I'm seeing the IT. Because with the machinist, you know what the problem is? My spirit guides just told me, they said it would never be stable enough for you for over a year. It'd be like 8 months, 6 months, 8 months. But with the IT, it's very long term, and you'll be a lot more than just decent. Don't put yourself down. You'll be very good at it.
It's going to take me a while to get into it, but with the machinist, I could be getting paid soon, I think. you're saying just a...
You can take a part-time job with the machine and the machinery and do that maybe for 3 months, but I don't see, unfortunately, stability there for you because of what's going on in the economy. I feel IT is a direction that spirit guides want you to go in. And, of course, I can't force you to go in that direction. I mean, if I was your wife, I'd be like, Tony, get your butt over to the IT.
All right, Tony, thank you for calling in. Thanks, Samana. That was... Blessing.
Thank you so much.
That's a good point.
I was like, I really want him to understand and accept what I'm saying because I can bring a horse to water, come make him drink.
Yeah.
But if I was your wife, I'd kick your butt.
Yeah. Well, if you listen to the beginning of the program, the readings are so tying into this, what people are asking. At this time, you know, a lot of people are being redirected in different areas.
I'm going to make sure I listen.
Well, then what maybe they thought. I mean, I'm thinking of you even with your music, but the thing is you said you listened. You listened to your intuition. You listened to the signs that I need to go this way. So I think you're a wonderful example of following your own intuition. I mean, just psychics don't always follow their own intuition. I mean, it's just like a doctor not following their own advice, but you've been hearing this, and so you're going in this, not that you're leaving the psychic service, but you are going in a different direction. You're following, this is where I need to be going. And I'm just hearing that with a lot of people. And it can be a little scary because there's money issues, or am I going to have enough for my rent? But somehow people have to piece it together, piece it together to go in the new direction.
That's right. Oh, God, we'll still make a way. And I'm not one that's very outwardly religious because I don't want to offend or... discriminate in any way, but God will make a way. In fact, Michelle, when I started doing the music again, the psychic industry took off even more for me. Like, I'd be sitting there writing a song, and suddenly there's two calls from TV networks So that was a thing that God is happy with what I'm doing.
Yeah, but you're listening. Let's see. We've got someone, I believe, Skype on the line four.
What a great show, by the way. This is really
Yeah, because last time when you were on, I was only broadcasting out of Cosmic Dimension, so it wasn't live. It was pre-recorded. So this has a whole other dimension. We've got people in the chat commenting. By the way, Butterfly says hello. Butterfly Kisses says hello in the chat. So we've got.
Could you please tell her that I adore her? And for all those.
Well, she's hearing you now.
Oh, Butterfly, thank you. And for all the people, you know who you are, that try to pretend that I was you and trying to toot my own horn. I mean, I wish I looked like you. I know she's laughing. I can see it. I colored my hair to look like you, but I still can't get your tan, no matter what I do. But Butterfly, you have been so supportive, and this is an angel like you, Michelle, that has come into my life to help me, because I've had a lot of people try and take me down lately, and like I said to them, bring it on, baby, because I'm not going nowhere, not until the big boss upstairs says it's time.
That's right.
But I love Butterfly. She's amazing.
So I can say whoever just cleared their throat, you're on live on Awakening.
What an introduction. Thank you.
Because there's two Skype people, so you won't know necessarily who is who. So
that was funny, Michelle. Hi, this is Bonnie in PA.
Oh, hi, Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to the program. You're on with Silvana.
Hi, Silvana. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. How can I help you?
I'd like to know about my finances, please. Can you tell me what you see happening with me money-wise?
Absolutely. Unbelievable. I never get up about money.
Shocking, I know.
I know, Bonnie. It's usually like, what about my boyfriend? Bonnie, financially, you did something very smart 10 years ago. Was there a clean slate? Was it like a divorce? You did something. You either declared bankruptcy. You paid off a loan. You did something 10 years ago that set you up really well. Now, you think it hasn't. You think it had the opposite effect. Mm-mm. It was a smart move, because what happened is, wait, I'm trying to figure out what they're saying, my spirit guides. They're saying that you've prevented yourself from owing a tremendous $120,000 in interest. Do you know what it was that you did?
No, but I'm going to have to think about that, because I just got goosebumps, and that means for me it's confirmation, so I know you're right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Obviously, you're very intuitive. That's great, because I feel that it's almost like a refi, because what's going to happen is you're worried about not so much the current income, but for it to be consistent. I feel that's your biggest worry.
Yeah.
You want it to be consistent and reliable. That's right, and secure. And I can read your mind, Michelle. I feel the same thing with Bonnie, that you will get the confirmation. Well, this is a form of confirmation, I guess, even though we're just messengers. But you will also see it by August 16th. Now, who's the Scorpio or Capricorn around you?
Capricorn would be my son, but we're in the middle of an argument right now. He's not talking to me.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
You just lose sound. I'm not hearing anybody.
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, Silvana's number went out, so let's see if we can get her back on. Ringy, dingy, dingy. Let's see if we can get the connection back. Some interesting things with the phone lines. Had a couple of phone lines crossed. And
thank you for calling Haunted City with Covina. How
can I help
you?
331, please.
Sure, one moment.
Thanks. Let's see if we can get her back on the line.
Hi, Silvana. Is that you, Michelle?
It's me. The connection went out
and
somehow.
Cut. Rolling.
That's right.
Action.
Take two.
Take two, and it's better, be even better now.
So I don't know what happened to our callers.
I do.
Yeah.
You know what it is, Michelle? I promise you. I know my manager is laughing right now because phones hate me. It's the electricity or the energy, but all electrical devices break down on me. So I'm so not shocked or surprised.
No. Well, you know, and that happens quite a bit on this program, depending on the vibrational frequency. You know, and I tell people part of what's happened is that our computers and the technology is on the old frequency. So once you start tapping into this, it does play havoc. You're so right. Did we answer the last caller? Or
I believe we did, but what I'm thinking also, it's like they didn't want her to hear anymore because what mm-hmm. she heard was sufficient for her to know that she'll be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just feel that if she's listening, Bonnie, I believe it was.
Yes.
That financially she'll be just fine. She's worried about security, but I do feel that she will be completely okay. She'll never have to worry about the financial situation.
Okay, caller 575-776, you're on Awakenings.
This is Douglas Malloy, a.k.a. Dougie Slap. Good
hey!
To hear the sound of your voice.
Dougie Slab, welcome to the program. Welcome to Awakenings. Always great to hear your voice.
It's been a real fun show. I've been enjoying the chat. And plus, Solana, you have an outstanding voice. I'm a musician and I play music, and I absolutely enjoyed your song, the sound of your voice. It was wonderful.
Thank you, Dougie. And if you don't mind speaking up just a tad, is your last name, did you say Dougie Slim as in your nickname?
No, it's
Slim.
Douglas Malloy is my name, but I go by the handle Dougie Slap.
Oh, Slap, okay.
Yeah, just to be obnoxious, okay. I guess, more than anything else.
No. I just, honest to God, Michelle, he reminds me of James. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
I'm having one of those moments. You remind me of my husband that passed away, crossed over 2 weeks ago. Well, 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago. See what I mean? 2 years ago, but he's always around me. And as soon as I heard your voice, I mean, you guys really have very similar energies.
Well, my condolences to your husband. My brother passed in November, so I can relate to losing a loved one who was close.
I'm sorry about your brother. You know that it sounds horrible, but it was better for him. You know that. He struggled.
He struggled pretty much every day for a long period of time, and it was fascinating to me that when his children were pretty much on their feet, that's when he just basically left. And he was only 53, and it was fascinating that his time was kind of short, but we were very good friends. He was like my best friend, and we were close, and I'm just glad that we had the bond that we had before he left.
I'm so glad, too. And you know what? That bond, you're not going to believe this, or maybe you will, but it's going to just get stronger now that he's on the other side.
Right.
Because he can throw things at you like James does to me when I'm making wrong decisions.
Right.
The rosary fall down and things like that. And I go, James, and he's like, yep, she got the hint. Good. So you'll be
right.
Even
closer. Well, I want to keep this short because we're almost at the end of the show.
Sure.
One question is about a year and a half ago, I got a little blurb intuitively, which was simply in the essential nature of being, there is no effort or concern. And I've been applying that to my experience. I just recently moved from Rome, Georgia, to Taos, New Mexico. Everything has worked out very, very well, except I'm still waiting for the job to materialize. And I'm not worked up over it. I'm not concerned about it. I hold to the idea that everything will work out fine. And I'm just wondering what kind of insight you have within the context of that.
Sure. Are you doing of course you would be doing music full time if you were able to. But besides music, what do you really enjoy? You've got great organizational skills, and you would.
Well, I was my last job in Rome, Georgia, was a wine consultant, and I really enjoyed that. And there's lots of wine opportunities here. Nothing has seemed to work. Nothing has seemed to materialize, though.
You know why? Because none of them were good enough for you, and I know you know that. You need to be in charge of people. I see you starting out with a company owned by a couple, and it's literally a matter of just going from place to place, walking. It's not going to be waste of your time, because people will just fall in love with your personality, and you'll come home with about 3 job offers. I really see you being in charge of a department, meaning in charge of, and I'm not sure much about that wine business, but I know that you will be supervising and you will be running the place.
So my question then, do you think I should just start doing applications and just sending them out and about to different organizations and seeing what takes?
I would actually go in there in person with the application.
Right.
That's what I'm referring to,
go into place. And what kind of business do you see?
It would be, again, hospitality or wine. What I feel, the minute you walk in, that you're hired by the second person, the second place you walk into, and you'll be like, wow, this is too good to be true, but it's not. It's a sign, because you will also be able to utilize and provide your music there. So it's
Right, so then my question would be, should I do this like tomorrow? Should I start tomorrow? Should I wait until Monday? Is there like an urgency with this, or is it just a matter of just deciding when to do it? What's that?
Yesterday. There is an urgency. So yesterday. And I mean by that, there is an urgency because you are so powerful and you are so in your element right now. Michelle, you can feel it in his voice, can't you?
Yes.
And you're so together that I would do it first thing in the morning. And, you know, if it goes wrong, you can cuss me. I don't know about Michelle. Don't cuss her. But if
you can cuss me, too. I like a little fire.
Well, things, you know, I don't think of things as going wrong. The right thing under the right circumstances always works out. It's like when I moved to Taos, I didn't even have to look for a house. A friend called me from 1,500 miles away, told me about the house. I was here for 2 days, and I was moving in on my third day. I've already earned $2,300 since being here in Taos by working in a house right next door to mine. So it just tells me that I'm in the right place.
Yeah.
You're in the right place. And can I ask you, what were you doing in that job?
I was painting. I was painting, and I was cleaning.
Painting.
I've done chimney sweeping, house cleaning. I've done about 3 or 4 different odd jobs that have kind of just come to me just to make it financially viable for me. And it's worked out very, very well, because I've really had some really clear things about personal work and the art of being and that kind of stuff. And everything is going very well. I'm going to go ahead and cut out because my time is up, and I know that you have other callers. And I would just like to say thank you very much for your assistance, and it's wonderful meeting you. And Michelle and I have kind of been tag team friends for a while, and hopefully we'll do a show here soon. And so I'm going to go ahead and.
I just want to say one last thing, please, if that's okay. That I see it being a bar. Do you see that, Michelle? He's managing an establishment.
Oh, that would be great, especially his own. Make it your own.
Well, here's a last question. I put in an application for the Taos Inn. Should I go back to that establishment?
Yes.
We said together.
Should I go back to the Taos Inn and talk to who's ever there?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And don't forget to invite us for a drink. Michelle and I.
Well,
right.
There you go. Well, I was
going to extend the invitation.
Now, I might as well extend it to everybody in the chat room, to Solana and to Michelle Mache. I live in Taos. Taos is a wonderful place. It's a beautiful tourist town. I say, come on out for a visit, and I will be more than happy to pour some Dominus wine or some Corn Creek wine, or maybe I'll go and get some Dom Perignon champagne. We'll celebrate. We'll enjoy the time together, and we'll party like it's 1999, consciously, of course.
Yes,
that's right. Thank you so much. God, what a wonderful spirit. I really wish you a lot of luck.
We're due for a road trip anyway, so that's good.
Well, there you go. All righty. Well, I'm going to let you go, and thank you very much.
Okay. All right, Dougie. Great to connect.
All righty. Yeah, it's so good to hear the sound of your voice. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Great. Great connecting
wow.
with everyone.
Amazing callers.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, like attracts like. And people always say, how come you get all the crazies? Because I'm a little off the Richter scale. Or how come you get all the nice people?
We get a few. They get muted.
Yeah,
I'm not so advanced that I can't mute. Okay, let's see. Another Skype person. 111 Skype. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? I love your music, Silvana. I was calling to find out, what do you see for me? I'm starting like a new business and accessories.
What's your name?
Marge.
Hi, Marge. Great. Okay.
Hi, Marge. You said you're starting a new business? Something? Sorry?
Correct. Accessories.
Accessories, yes. Yes. Can't go wrong. Are you using like mother of pearl, abalone, and crystals?
Yes, more so crystals.
I'm sorry?
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, more like crystal. She's on Skype, so it could waver out. So if you hear me butting in, I'm just going to help the conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crystal,
she said, yes.
Yep. And mother of pearl, abalone, is just as powerful as crystal. It's a healing motherly stone. You're going to do so well. And I know you think that you're going to start with eBay or the internet, right? That's your plan.
Right.
But you are going to have your own store. Don't be surprised if it turns into franchise. You're going to do so well. I feel that the crystals that I sent to you are from Peru, Argentina, Brazil. You are one of those very gifted people that have got connections from past lives
wow.
to South America. So your
wow.
crystals are very healing. And anybody that buys your accessories, and of course I'd love to promote you, you let me know when your site is ready. I'll be happy to put a link on my site. And same with you, Michelle.
Mm, absolutely.
I just finished that, so I should do that. You're right. You're going to do so well, Marge. You're going to
thank
do
you,
really
thank
well.
You. And once again, I love your music. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. God bless, and let us know the link.
I sure will. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wonderful energy, wonderful soul. We've got just a few more here. Let's connect with everyone. 401-738, you're on Awakenings.
Hi. Great show. I really enjoyed listening. My name's Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. How are you doing, Diane?
Same theme as the last half a dozen calls would be job-wise. And do you see me going back to work in the near future I kind of not really sure what I want to do.
Yeah, Diane, you had to overcome some serious emotional anxiety, didn't you? Serious stuff you went through. Is that correct?
Yeah, I left a job. It was tough when I left. Yeah, I wasn't feeling well, and I had a tough boss.
I think that you were completely mistreated, if you don't mind me saying it.
I can't quite hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were completely mistreated.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm sorry to say that on the air. In fact, I hope your boss is listening. How dare you? Sorry. That's a message for your boss, ex-boss. Diane, you are such a beautiful human being that's very aware. Michelle, I think you're getting the same vibe. You are going to be extremely happy in your new job, but you weren't ready until now. You know what? It's all timing. It's amazing because all these people are calling now about work because they're ready. And you, especially Diane, you cried so much. I see you spending so many nights crying and just saying, I want to give up. I can't take it anymore. I'm misunderstood. You are about to get a job where you, I don't know if it's a boutique or a fashion line for a designer, but you basically tell everybody what to do. And when this job comes your way, and I mean, it's going to come to you and land in your lap. You will know. It will be no later than 6 weeks from now. It's a brilliant position.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're amazing. You have some great energy right now. in the chat through the phone lines. Wow.
All of it. It's wonderful. And you're just both of your energies are so soothing. Thank you so much for what you give. And you're right. I love the songs, all of it. It ties it all together. So, yeah, that's why we're multifaceted women.
Yes.
Right.
All our diamonds don't sparkle at the same shot. It depends what's being shown. And but you ladies are wonderful. Thank you.
Well, you are as well. You're feeling and seeing yourself, the wonder that is you.
Thank you. And I'll let you go so you have all the other callers waiting. Thanks a lot.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless.
Thank you, Diane.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
God bless.
Michelle, I'm so excited. I mean, I get like a kid. I want to jump up and down and go, woohoo.
Woohoo.
The energy, right?
Yeah. I feel my whole body is tingling. I've got goosebumps all over.
Me too. And I can't explain it. And people that are listening who probably weren't going to call in, I can just see them going, you know what, I think I'm going to call now.
Yeah.
Because it's really funny because I really feel like I'm meant to be here right now.
Yeah.
I'm really meant to be doing this. And just look at how many people, hopefully correctly, we've helped empower in, let's say, the last 45 minutes to an hour. Doesn't that make you feel like you've done God's work today? It's the most rewarding work in the world.
Yes, it is. It is. And I got to say, you know, the sacred space that's held here is really the listener participants that converge here on Awakenings. It's really the people. We had a couple of people, Tammy was one, and then also Reiki. They renamed the chat room, the sacred space of empowerment. So they really hold that space. New people come in, they, you know, show them the ropes, welcome them. You know, people are giving intuitive advice, you know, wisdom, their own insight from their path. It's really a place where people want to see everyone do well, not hold people back or criticize or judge, but really holding that space, you know, of love, light, and wisdom.
That's right. And it's beautiful because every time you say the name of your show, I get goosebumps because I forget. And all we've been seeing so far for the last hour is people being awakened
to
what's within them.
Yeah.
So how appropriate. Like, awakening is such a great title for what we're seeing here. I'm so honored that you invited me, that you have me on. And I'm so touched by the people and the way that they're treating us with respect because, as you know, in Hollywood, not to be negative but realistic, they don't treat us too good. They really don't. And there's a lot of pain and tears. And this is so refreshing. This is so beautiful.
It's setting the tone for the new wave. Okay, we've got another caller here for you, Silvana. Hello, Skype caller. Caller number one, you're on Awakenings. Hello.
Please don't be shy.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Okay, so they hung up. They'll try again.
I heard that, yeah.
Maybe,
okay.
Maybe I scared them off.
Hello, you're on Awakenings.
Hello,
you're on Awakenings. Hi, it's a Skype call. You're on Awakenings. Caller number one, you're on Awakenings. Okay, it's a Skype call. So someone's calling from Skype.
But not that there's anything wrong with Skype. I'm sure they're a great technology and company.
Not always. Okay, now we've got a Chicago, 312-922. You're on the air.
Yay! Hello, this is Sabrina. I was on much earlier and then somehow got disconnected, so thank you so much.
Hi, Sabrina.
First I wanted to say, Silvana, I really, really love what I saw of you on Lifetime. I thought it was awesome, so I feel so incredibly honored to have an opportunity to ask you what you see. I am particularly interested in seeing and knowing what you see business-wise for me over the next 12 months.
Sure. Amazing. You've made a ton of decisions. In the last 2 years, you completely revolutionized your life. Whatever you studied, you're doing the like you're not doing the opposite, but something completely different. You just need a cheerleader to tell you, yes, you know what to do, your business. You know what it is you want to do. I feel that career-wise, Sabrina, you've got to be true to yourself and do your business.
I have the word, I'm sorry.
You got to be true to yourself and do your business. You have a business idea that you've always had a passion. You are like, if I can give you a nickname, I'd say Sabrina is the one who revamps things. You can take, let's say, a can of Coca-Cola and turn it into a beautiful vase, if that makes sense, or a vase.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that does. Well, I have to say, first of all, that you are completely dead on. That definitely is what's going on business-wise. So, in terms of where you see things going, based on the, because I know that what I'm doing business-wise, it's my passion, and I've known that really all my life. And so it feels fantastic, and it's great because I'm doing a lot of things with people and with clients that feels amazing, and I want to eventually be in a place where I can do that full time, and where monetarily, that can be my main focus.
Exactly. Now, let me tell you something, two things, and sorry to be aggressive, but I pick up so much. Number one, you're a very gifted Reiki healer. Have you ever done Reiki?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I am a Reiki healer. I'm also a clairvoyant, but as you probably can attest to, it's really hard to see for yourself. So, yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you. So definitely Reiki, and also the way that you're going to make it financially viable is by showing people what it is. It's so simple, Michelle. I know you're thinking the same thing because you're picking it up from her. She's so open, which I love about you, Sabrina, that you're open to our energy. That you will, what was it? Oh, my God, I've got some timers. It's like Alzheimer's, but some timers. Sorry. Wait. You don't realize yet that you can charge and get paid a lot more than you realize. Meaning, like, from what I know about religion and the Bible and everything about the parable of the Pentacles, which is my favorite part of the Bible, it's like God gave you this gift and you are expected to charge money for it. You're not expected to do it for free. A lot of people think, we're frauds and con artists, but they don't understand. It's the most draining thing in the universe. As empowering and rewarding it is, Michelle, it's extremely draining to go inside somebody else's body and look around. And with Sabrina, it's like you don't believe deep down that you've got a service that's worth, there you go, thank you, my spirit guide. Your service is valuable enough to charge what it deserves, but those figures in your head, which I see around $120, I feel like it's $120 a consultation, you really deserve it, and I promise you will get that money because you will be able to do it within 3 months full time. That's how soon. And
really?
Really.
Wow, that's awesome.
The jobs you've been doing so far, you've already been practicing on people. You've been testing yourself by reading them, and you're a strong empath. So, oh my God, you've had to support your family emotionally for a very long time. You were like the parent, and they were like the children.
Very true.
Now, wow, and I'm sorry about that because that always saddens me because we all know of a particular celebrity right now that is on the other side because they had to grow up too soon, but I don't want to get into that and upset too many people. But Sabrina, you you will be provided for. Now, where do you start? I know you're asking a website. I'm not sure if you've already started. I think you registered your name.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, at this point, the business, it is up and running, and I focus as much of my time to it as I can, but I'm moonlighting, really, because there's also, full-time employment that I do. So at this point, it's pretty much I'm putting in, 15, 16-hour days trying to do both, but the latter part of the day is where I really spend my passion. And it's fantastic, and it's wonderful, and I've done it for a great number of years. But the I think it's funny. I mean, you nailed it completely on the head. It has everything to do with not always feeling good about charging a significant amount of money for my services. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Number four. They keep telling me you're four, and I don't know if that means $4 a minute or $40 a session, but you need to practically 1.5 times. They said, so 150%, basically, God, I'm back with that. Don't listen to me. Meaning, if you're $4 a minute, let's say, you need to be at least.
I got to intervene here because we've got people emailing me, texting me. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Sabrina, we'll continue.
You'll continue in
it.
Yeah, there you go. And PsychicSylvanaFillmore.com to continue.
Okay.
All
great.
Right.
Thank you so much, Sylvana.
Great.
Oh,
great phone connection. Great connection. I don't know what phone you're using, but it's a great phone.
Thank you.
All right. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Where are
Michelle, I swear, Michelle, nobody ever said that to me. In private, you nailed it. I'm getting all these, you nailed it.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I never get that. People
yeah.
Go, you're right. You're right. They never go, you nailed,
nailed it.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone who's listening, please say, you nailed it, girl. More often. It feels good, and I'm a Leo, and you know we have a big ego and all.
Well, I think, too, people forget that a good reading is as good as the people. If they're hiding, they're wanting to hide and do like a carnival guess what game. It's so hard to, you have to, it's like going through walls and walls and walls to connect in, but everyone's very open here, so it's...
Do you know what I do, Michelle? And that's a good point. If anybody calls Eva or meets with me and they close down, I break down those walls. I go, my friend, I know and you know that you don't trust me. So unless you're going to put them walls down, we ain't going to have no reading today, okay? I just tell them. Straight up, I'm so brutally honest. It's very funny because they just go, okay, you got me. I was nervous. But
yeah.
I was
you do have that way of getting through. Okay, we've got a Skype caller here.
Hi.
Please tell me it worked.
It's working because we hear you.
Yay!
Yay!
Happy, thank you for picking me up. It's funny. I was calling back.
Thank you. What is your name?
Bonnie. I was calling back because I was curious what you were picking up about the Capricorn, because that's my son.
Oh, you know, we answered in the... Right, Bonnie, you're going to have to hold because we have callers that haven't been on yet.
Okay.
But I won't forget you.
Won't forget you. Or actually, her call was answered in the...
Yeah. The son, the Capricorn. It's nothing bad. I'd love her to call me privately, and I'll tell her.
That would be great. 727-408, you're on Awakenings.
Yeah, hi. My name's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Sorry, I was finishing a sandwich. Yes, I was just calling to find out what you see for my career.
Sure. Boy, are you frustrated at your current job. Are you working in an office environment?
No.
No, not at all.
Did before, okay.
The place you're at, why, I feel like you're so frustrated. Are they completely...
Yeah, that's right. That is accurate. I am frustrated.
So then the office scene that I'm seeing, because it's like a movie to me in my head, and I'm talking to my spirit guides, and they're telling me, tell Carrie that she needs to stop being angry because it's going to change. but more than anything, don't blame those people, because you can't help it. When you know better, you do better. They can't help it. This is as intelligent, or let's say they're lacking in intelligence right now, so you can't blame them for being or acting silly. But don't let it get to you. You're taking it on so personally, and you have stomach aches, you have digestion issues right now. Do you suffer from those?
No, not right now.
Okay, let's hope you don't. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
I always say I'd rather be wrong. Basically, you are going to change jobs. You're leaving that company altogether. I see you working in an office.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually not working right now.
Okay. So then she's picking up on the off. We've got to go. So you're basically seeing her work in an office, is what I'm hearing?
Yeah. I see her working in an office, being very happy, and I see her needing to stop being so closed off and needing to protect herself, because you're around good people here right now with myself and Michelle. And if anyone wants to help you, it's us. I mean, honestly, we're like donating our time to help you. And I just want you to open your mind a little and realize that it'll be mirrored in your work environment too. You really
there
are
you
in
go.
Good hands.
Okay.
Sounds like a lot of, thank you for calling, a lot of people at that crossroads right now and having to get something to bridge. You're on the air, Skype.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi, Svetlana. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Thank you both for all you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Just wanted to ask a question, Svetlana, if you have any messages for me.
Yes, I do. Can I ask you, did your mom cross over?
No, she did not.
Okay, don't worry. It's not like I'm saying she's about to. But why, is there a communication breakdown with the two of you?
Yes, there is.
Okay, that's what they're telling me. Okay, so guess what? This is a funny one. Grandma came to kick your butt. I'm not joking. It's either your great-grandma or grandma, but it's your mother's mom. She's saying, girl, you know you are wiser than your mom is. This is how she's talking to me, Linda. I'm just repeating it word for word.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I sound silly. She says, you got to make amends because life is short. And I used to argue with her the same way. She was hard-headed then. She's hard-headed now. In fact, your great-grandma or grandma here are talking so fast. She's got so much to say. She's got her hand on her side like, now you listen to me like that. And she's saying that you will never convince your mom that she's wrong. She will, like, stick to that decision like a Capricorn, I'm sorry, like a Scorpio, and just, like, not budge. So my message from great-grandma or grandma, I don't know why I get Lawrence and I get Black. Do you know anyone called Lawrence or anyone with the last name of Black? I'm sorry?
No.
That's okay. Sometimes people pick up energy later and they remember the name later if it relates to them. Maybe the grandmother was married to a Lawrence, but the point is your mom and you need to stop fighting because you already know that you've won the battle. It's like you cannot have peace unless you just nod your head and go, okay, I agree. It's like marriage, yes, dear, sure, dear. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And the other message is, can I ask you, are you in a relationship right now with someone like Roland or R?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I think the Lawrence guy is coming in then. She said to me, I picked you. Now, it's like she had false teeth. This woman is so funny. She is just cracking me up. She's standing next to me on the left. She's not very tall. Could it be your grandma, or do you feel it's your great-grandma? Who knew you when you were born?
It could have been my grandmother. My mom's mother I never met. She lived in Germany.
Okay, so it's got to be your great-grandma then. Is that right?
I'm thinking maybe my grandmother.
I'm sorry?
I'm thinking maybe it's my grandmother.
Okay. She's telling me that she's got false teeth, and she takes them out and says, this man that's coming into your life,
uh-huh.
if you snooze, you lose. You've got a hard protective barrier around you when it comes to men. Don't let him get away. Please don't let him get away. He's a good one.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
It's funny when I...
Hello.
Thank you.
One more, two more calls, and then we're going to hear a little bit of music. 205-637, you're on Awakenings.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great. Hi. Who are we speaking with?
This is Charlita.
Hi, Charlita. You're
Hi.
On Live with Savannah Fillmore.
I just wanted to ask a quick question. For the past week and a half, I keep having a recurrent dream that I'm pregnant and I've given birth. Sometimes it's a girl, sometimes it's a boy. And I've been trying to get pregnant, and I've prayed about it, but I wasn't sure if the dream was just my subconscious or just the baby or the spirit of the baby trying to let me know that, yes, this is going to happen or what.
Michelle, do you want to answer that one? I know you're thinking what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a birth of something new.
Okay.
You know, I'm feeling the birth of, to be honest with you, I'm seeing a boy standing on her right and a girl on her left saying, we ain't going nowhere. We're coming straight to you. That's what I'm seeing. Twins. Now, do you have twins?
Might
in your
be a
family?
While, though.
Yes. I think it might be even true. I'm not sure if you've ever tried and not been successful in getting pregnant, but if you haven't been successful, let's say, even if you use something like in vitro, I do see a boy and a girl, and I do feel they'll come either together or one right after the other. But Michelle's right, because in a dream that actually does technically represent the birth of something new, not necessarily.
Or it can, yeah, it can or not, but...
I know how I know. When you wake up, do you feel good or do you feel really, like, disappointed?
I feel really great. I mean, I kind of hate, you know, that I have to miss out on the rest of the dream.
Oh, my God. I think it's cute. I do, Michelle. You're laughing, too, see? That's why I was laughing, because they're going, we're not going nowhere.
Yeah, and it just kind of picks up, and I'm actually seeing a fertility specialist right now.
Well, there you go, and there's the twins.
Mm-hmm. It's twins, because I saw it being not the usual way.
Yeah, and what I'm hearing is if it takes a little bit of time, don't give up. It may not be right away, but as Silvana's seeing, there are the beings there ready, wanting to come through. So it's showing that it is in your destiny to have the pregnancy.
Okay.
Who's Joe?
Got one more call. We can. Yes, one more caller here, and then it'll have to be a quick one. 215-917, you're on Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Silvana.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Juliana. I just wanted to ask you, there's a lot of things happening in my life, and I want to know, I have a job, I'm looking for a job, I'm changing a residence, and lots of things. Anything strong come across, I would appreciate it.
Sure. First of all, Michelle, sorry I cut you off before.
Yeah.
I know I talk too much.
No,
Juliana, you're quite easy to read here. My spirit guide said right away that it's about time, they said. You needed to change residence. You needed to change what you were doing because you were like a robot. That's not
we got 90 seconds, so the rest of it you're going to have to call.
Yeah, call me, but I'm telling you, everything is turning out for the best. This is the best change ever.
Okay. So I just wait for the outcome to come to me.
Yeah, the residence will be first. Within a month, the job about 6 weeks. From now.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
Michelle.
Yes.
You're the boss. I'm listening. You tell me what to do.
Well, I know. It's like I know. I kind of scoop, but trying to get in. Kathy was waiting online, but then you must have hung up, Kathy. So, in the chat, I'm sure we'll have Silvana back. And also, you can contact her at psychicsilvanafillmore.com as well. Silvana, it's been wonderful having you on Awakenings.
Oh, I can't believe that it's over.
I know. It was.
It just started. Michelle, it is an honor to have been on the show. I love and adore you. And to everybody, the best author, the best spiritual teacher is Michelle right here.
Oh, Silvana, thank you. Thank you so much for your...
I'm used to people going 10 seconds, 5 seconds. Don't worry, I'm not intimidated. Everybody, let's support each other and stick together. We're all intuitive, some more than others, but let's, like, thank Michelle. I thank you for what you do so much.
Well, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come and share with us and share your projects and your song. And actually, I want to, show is on, but we're not streaming live, but this will be in the archive. I'd love to end the show with the great song by you, Let Me Be the One. I love that song. And if those of you that would like to reach Silvana Fillmore, you can reach her at psychicsilvanafillmore.com. And you can reach her by email or call her as well. And that's, again, psychicsilvanafillmore.com. Psychic, psychicsilvanafillmore.com. And you could also go on the Awakening segment page, and there's more information about Silvana as well as her music. Thanks again, Silvana, for joining us on Awakenings. All of you, thank you so much, listener participants, those that are listening via archives and iTunes. Thank you so much for listening to Awakenings, joining in on the conversation, and making Awakenings part of your everyday happening. Until next time, shine your light, shed your insight, and keep awake. Silvana Fillmore with Let Me Be the One.